As the president makes his way to the stairs of the Temple of Heaven, I want to bring in NBC News chief White House correspondent Garrett Haake, who is in Beijing. And Garrett, as we take a look at these pictures of the two leaders here after their meeting, high stakes meeting earlier, we saw the pomp and circumstance, the pageantry of his welcome ceremony and the warm tone of their remarks at the start of the meeting before they went behind closed doors. But what's important is what happened behind those closed doors in those 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right, Francis. And really, we only know about that behind closed doors portion from Chinese state media at this point. As you laid out, the Chinese were very quick to say that they believe Taiwan is the most important issue between the U.S. and China. That's notable given the fact that when President Trump last met with President Xi, the president said Taiwan did not come up at all. Clearly not the case today, with Xi warning President Trump that this is an issue that could ultimately lead to conflict. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs describes the Taiwan issue like this. They say if the Chinese were arming a U.S. state that wanted to secede, we wouldn't tolerate that in America. Why should the Chinese tolerate the U.S. position in providing arms to Taiwan? It is a deeply personal issue on the Chinese side. Likewise, another apparent warning from Xi to President Trump, according to Chinese state media, about trade, reminding President Trump that there are no winners in a trade war.